Gainesville is on the grow.
Gainesville, Texas. We're just a short drive south of Corpus Christi and well worth the visit.
Kingsville is Coolsville.
Welcome to a series of crazy conundrums, tall tales from South Texas, the podcast. And introducing your author and host, Tom DeFrancesca. Tell us a good story, Tom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of my podcast series. This episode is entitled Strange Waves, and it won't take you long to figure out what that title is all about. I hope this podcast finds you doing well and enjoying the beginnings of summer. It's already quite balmy down here on the coastal bend of Texas. Oh, by the way, be sure to stick around after the end of my latest tall tale. I'll be introducing you to some more musical talent from Kingsville. To finish up my backstory about how I got into writing, I had last told you that I did quite a bit of writing while employed with a rural telephone company. A few years later, I found myself looking at other career avenues, and I ended up being employed by the local newspaper in Clovis, New Mexico. Mine was a lowly position. I was the editor's assistant, which meant I got to type up some simple things like upcoming event announcements, school lunchroom menus, and even obituaries. One day, way back in the early 2000s, as I was dutifully typing away on the fluorescent orange iMac computer on my desk, the publisher of the newspaper stepped into the newsroom and announced to everyone, "We need to come up with an interesting weekly column that readers will look forward to reading every week," he said. "Anyone have any ideas of a topic?" Silence had permeated the newsroom. Everyone had looked like they were a deer in the headlights. After several seconds of silence, I spoke up. "What about a column about the internet?" I had suggested. "The internet is starting to get really popular, but a lot of people don't know what to do with it." "Do you know anyone who could write such a weekly column?" the publisher had asked me. "Well, I think I could do it," I had replied, which had resulted in an almost immediate huff from the editor, who had always looked down at me because I wasn't a real journalist. "All right, Tom, write me a 500-word column about the internet and make it interesting, and I'll decide after that," the publisher had said. I had the column written and submitted to the publisher within 3 days. The next day, he was waiting for me in the newsroom when I arrived that Thursday morning and had announced that the column would appear in the next day's edition of the newspaper. That is how the weekly column Internet Safari was born, and it took off like wildfire. Within just a few weeks, people would actually come in to see the publisher and thank him for carrying the column, and were always surprised to find out it was written by someone local. The newspaper that I worked for was part of a chain of newspapers, and so it didn't take long for the other two newspapers to start carrying my column. And since my picture was included with every column, I slowly became a minor celebrity in eastern New Mexico. Eventually, I left the Clovis newspaper and moved to Florida. But I kept writing the articles for them for a few more years as a paid freelance columnist. Towards the end of that gig, I was offered the opportunity to freelance a monthly column for a Canadian newspaper with a subscriber base of 100,000 readers, and so I did that for a few more years. My first book was published around 2004. It was about none other than the internet and computers. And as they say, the rest is history. All right, we're going to take a short break here, and when we return, I'll start telling you my latest tall tale, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Come in and browse a while. You're always welcome at the Novel Blend Bookstore. Shop our selection of used books, unique gifts, featuring work by local artisans, and a variety of vintage vinyl albums. The Novel Blend is also a gathering place with comfy surroundings, hot and cold beverages, live music in the warehouse. Located in historic downtown Kingsville, the Novel Blend Bookstore. We're here to make you smile.
Whenever you find yourself in need of an old-fashioned meat market or begin craving a delicious serving of authentic Tex-Mex cuisine, head on over to 1900 East King Avenue in Kingsville, and you'll find just what you're looking for at Gerardo's Meat Market Tamales and Taqueria. Gerardo's also offers up family-style meals such as fish and shrimp plates, as well as hot wings. And to-go orders for pickup can also be called in. That address again is 1900 East King Avenue in Kingsville. Look for Gerardo's Meat Market Tamales and Taqueria on Facebook and give them a like to show your support for locally owned small businesses.
One day a few weeks ago, I was sitting at my desk inside the Novel Blend Bookstore, located here in historic downtown Kingsville, when I heard the old-fashioned style chime that we had installed above the door make its pleasant jingly sound to indicate someone had just walked through the front door. I had looked up from my computer and it was Rebecca Luna from the Southern Charm Boutique, which is located across Clayburgh Avenue from the bookstore. Becky and her mother have a unique setup. They each own their own separate small business, yet share the same building. It seems to work out for them just fine. Southern Charm Boutique has everything from ladies and girls clothing to blankets and tote bags to jewelry and much, much more. It's a very nice place to shop. On the other side of the building, Ilda Ruiz, Becky's mama, owns the Cup of Blessing Christian Gift Shop. And the name pretty much explains what she offers up. Ilda's boutique is very quaint and cozy. The building itself, located at 314 East Clayburgh Avenue, has a rich history all of its own. Originally called the Brookshire Building, back in its early days, the building has housed many a business since it was built in 1923 by World War I veteran Tom Madison Brookshire to serve as a cash-and-carry grocery store. He and his family had recently moved to Kingsville from Lufkin, Texas. Most recently, I had just learned that a bookstore had actually once resided in that building in the early 1990s. It was called the Reading Corner. Mr. Brookshire eventually sold the store several years later and moved into ranching, farming, and real estate investing. He and his wife Dixie were very gracious with their donations for causes around Kingsville. If you see the Brookshire name associated with anything in town, it's because of their generosity. Mr. Brookshire also served as a Clayburgh County judge for several years. As Becky had made her way to the front counter, I had started making my way there to meet with her. Becky's got one of those smiles that lights up a room, and on that particular day, for some reason, her grin was even bigger than normal. "You, sir, are a very funny guy," she had exclaimed. "That was a great prank you played on us. And you know, you really got my mother's attention with it," she had said, and then started laughing. "A prank?" I had responded. "I have no idea what you're talking about, Becky. That antique radio, the one you loaned me to use with a product display I'm setting up," she had replied. "What about it?" I had asked. "Oh, come on, Tom. You know you must have installed a Bluetooth speaker in that old radio before you brought it over to me a few days back," Becky had replied. "Why do you say that?" I had asked, for I had not in fact tampered with the radio whatsoever, other than to cut the electrical cord off so that no one could plug it in, you know, for safety reasons. "You're going to have to explain to me what's going on with the radio," I had said to Becky. "Okay, I see you're not quite ready to admit your guilt, so here goes," she had replied. "My little granddaughter Aurora, although I had told all the grandkids not to mess with the radio knobs, turned the power knob on a little bit ago, and the radio actually did come on." "Becky, that's not possible," I had replied. "I'd cut the power cord off so that it couldn't get plugged in. The radio was so old, I was afraid it might catch fire or something." "Well, I appreciate that effort very much," she had replied. "So then you tell me, wise guy, why is there music and commercials playing on that radio right now? It's got to be coming from a Bluetooth speaker that you hid inside the radio, right?" "That would have been a great idea for a prank. I admit that," I had replied. "But I didn't do that. You say it's playing music right now?" "Yes, it is," Becky had replied. "Follow me back to the boutique, and I'll show you." Becky had looked quite confident in believing that I was playing a joke on her. Jill had just walked in from the back of the building, and I told her that I needed to go across the street for a minute, and she had given me a very curious look, and then I had promised her that I'd explain everything later. After Becky and I had crossed Clayburgh Avenue, we stepped through the front door of the building, which she shares with her mother, Ilda. I could hear what sounded like an ancient AM radio broadcast playing through the speaker of that antique radio. "This is Kingsville Radio, K-I-N-E, and it's a beautiful day out. And if you're out shopping, ladies, don't forget about Comal's Cottons, the fabric store, which is located at 314 East Clayburgh Avenue in beautiful downtown Kingsville." And now we'll return to our music lineup. Up next is Dean Martin. The voice from the radio had spoken as the crooner's voice had begun to sing. "What was that he just said?" Becky had stuttered. "That doesn't make any sense to me. How could that happen?" "That is pretty weird," I had replied as I reached over and turned the power knob off. "That DJ gave your business address as the same address for the name of the business he was just promoting. And that DJ is Mike Chavez. I have not heard his voice in decades, Ilda, Becky's mother, explained. He was one of the most popular DJs in town back in the 1970s. Tom, how did you get that recording? Alrighty, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we return, I'll finish telling you this tall tale. And don't forget that after the tale has been told, I'll be putting the spotlight on yet another talented musician from Kingsville. Old-fashioned hospitality awaits you in Kingsville, Texas. From familiar hotel chains to quaint local inns and RV communities, Kingsville is sure to have you covered when looking for a clean and cozy place to rest during your stay. Kingsville's close proximity to Corpus Christi and the Texas Gulf Coast makes its location a quiet, budget-friendly option for visitors who wish to stretch their dollar a little further. In addition, one of the benefits of Kingsville's relatively small size is that no matter where you stay, you're only minutes away from local attractions, shopping areas, and restaurants. Annual events throughout the year include the Clayburg County Junior Livestock Show and Concert, the exciting Wings Over South Texas Air Show featuring the Blue Angels, the King Ranch Ranch Hand Breakfast and Weekend Festival, and the beloved La Posada de Kingsville Parade of Lights. Additional event information may be found on the calendar page at the Kingsville Visitor Center website at KingsvilleTexas.com. That's KingsvilleTexas.com.
Kingsville is open for business. Our historic city experienced a recent resurgence and significant revitalization. Off I-69, Kingsville is the halfway mark between San Antonio and the Rio Grande Valley. Our business-friendly community and warm economic climate features everything from local shops to popular chains. Kingsville is located about 40 miles from the port of Corpus Christi, which is one of the leading exporters of crude oil in the country. This proximity to the port, Corpus Christi International Airport, and the city of Corpus Christi makes Kingsville an ideal community in which to live and raise a family. Kingsville is home to celebrated institutions including Texas A&M University Kingsville, the King Ranch, and Naval Air Station Kingsville. Our community is built on hard work and supporting one another to build a better community. Businesses that choose to locate in Kingsville will find a town who supports them and wants to see them succeed. Kingsville, Texas. Small town charm, big city amenities, and Texas-sized pride.
Ilda, I don't know anything about a recording, I had replied. I had waited for a few seconds and then turned the radio back on. And to my surprise, the AM broadcast was still playing strong. I then turned it back off. I had then started to examine the radio closely and noticed that the back of the radio was configured to come off easily, so I had started to remove it. Oh, so here's the good part, Mom, Becky had offered up, where Tom shows us the Bluetooth speaker that he's hidden inside of it. Yes, I want to see that setup, Ilda had said cautiously. The two ladies had watched me closely as I had opened up the back of the ancient radio. I had examined it very closely and then had shown them that everything inside the cavity of the radio was very old and that there was no modern device hidden in it whatsoever. I'd received very funny looks from the ladies. I don't know what to say, ladies, I had offered up as I reattached the back panel of the radio and turned it back around. I had then once again turned the power knob on, and just like before, the radio had started playing. Again, the station identified itself. KINE, Kingsville's first and finest radio station, playing the best in adult contemporary music for 1972, it had said. There is no radio station in this area with those call letters, I had offered up to Becky and Ilda. I've never heard of it before, I had said as I retrieved my smartphone out of my pants pocket and started searching on those call letters. The station shut down in the late 1980s, Ilda had said with a faraway look in her eyes. I remember it well. A Frank Sinatra song had just ended, and the announcer had come back on the radio. Hey listeners, just in case you've not heard the news, we've just recently launched an FM radio station for Kingsville. K-Pup Radio will carry on the tradition of playing adult contemporary music, but in a much clearer and stronger format, the announcer had said. I remember when K-Pup started, Ilda had excitedly said to Becky and me. The problem was that hardly anyone owned an FM radio at the time, she said with a laugh. And another problem was that they refused to play rock and roll music, and so most of the teenagers and young adults always listened to the powerful AM rock stations from Corpus Christi and even San Antonio. The broadcast continued. And if you'll start listening to K-Pop Radio on a regular basis, we're giving out prizes daily. In fact, just this afternoon, Nick Harrell III won a brand new FM transistor radio with a very nice leather case for it, came the voice from the speaker. This is crazy, I had offered. Nick Harrell actually told me a few years ago about winning that radio over 50 years ago, and he still has it down at the pharmacy. I'd forgotten the call sign of the station he won it from. Really? Becky had asked. According to an article I just found on the internet, KINE went on the air in 1948, and it was, in fact, the very first radio station in Kingsville. I had offered up as I was looking at my smartphone. Apparently, the station wasn't located very far from here. It was on East King Avenue, and the building is still standing. Apparently, it's where the women's shelter is now, just a few blocks away. Well, I want to know why we are hearing the station now, Becky asked. You know, Tom, strange things just seem to happen when you're around, she said with a laugh. I have no idea why this is happening, but I'd like to take the radio back over to the bookstore and examine it some more, I said. I'll bring you a different one from my collection and we'll see what happens with that one. All right, that'll be fine, Becky had replied. Yeah, that radio was starting to creep me out just a little bit, Ilda had offered. I had then picked up the radio and took it back across the street to our bookstore, and had been really excited to be able to demonstrate to Jill its supernatural ability in playing broadcasts from the past. Well, that plan had become a total bust. As I had anxiously turned the power knob to the on position and kept turning it to the right to increase the volume, we heard nothing but absolute silence. There was no AM radio broadcast whatsoever. I then turned the tuning knob back and forth to see if I could find the broadcast. But the radio was totally dead, just as it really should have been due to having no electricity. Can you imagine how embarrassed I was trying to explain to Jill what had happened across the street at the Southern Charm Boutique? I went as far as convincing her to lock the door on our store and go with me back across the street to the boutique. Becky and Ilda were both surprised to see us, and I still had the same antique radio in my arms. I then had explained to them my dilemma, and Becky had suggested facetiously that maybe the radio only worked at her place. Jill was acting like she wasn't really buying any of it. I had then set the radio down and had then turned the power knob to the on position. And still, nothing happened. Nothing I could do would make that blasted radio come back to life. As we left the boutique and headed back across Clayburg Avenue, I had spelled out the entire sequence of events to Jill involving the radio from just 10 minutes earlier. Anyone else in the world was trying to sell me that story, I'd never even think about buying it, Jill had said to me with a laugh. But in your case, honey, you bearer of many strange incidents, I believe you. Well, that, my friends, is the end of today's tall tale. We're going to take a break here, and when we return, I'll be telling you about Caleb Sam Brown, a singer-songwriter originally from Kingsville who is now serving our country in the military. Spa Hacienda is like an oasis in the desert, and it's located in historic downtown Kingsville at 306 East Clayburg Avenue. And the professional staff there truly care about you and your hair, skin, and body. Look for Spa Hacienda on Facebook and give them a like. Blue Quail Designs, located in the heart of historic downtown Kingsville, offers up a plethora of both fashion accessories and art. It's unbelievable. You won't be disappointed during your fashion foray at Blue Quail Designs, located at 205 East Clayburg Avenue in Kingsville. Up next is a track by Kingsville native Caleb Brown. By the way, Brown is now serving our country as a United States Marine. Thank you for your service, Caleb Brown.
Hey guys, this is Caleb Brown. This next track is dedicated to all of my family and friends back home. Stay strong, Kingsville.
Were in bloom. They moved in together on couldn't come too soon.
She would watch him play guitar on Friday nights at a tiny little beer joint down the street. Then he'd drive her out of town and they'd watch the sun come up and they'd sleep away the day, the summer heat.
Late October she came home to find his bags were packed, his guitar's in the backseat of his car. He said, I get it if you hate me, but I can't make it in this town. If you think about it, Nashville ain't that far.
She said, I'll think about you often in the springtime, when I see flowers growing on a hill, and I'll dream about the time before you left my world behind. I tried moving on, but I doubt I ever will. I'll still hang your picture in the hallway. You'll be in my heart and memory.
Songs about the girl he left in Austin, and he wondered, does she think about me still? Years went by, he tried and tried to get her off his mind. Thoughts of her were always in his head. One day in late April, he got a letter in the mail. His heart skipped a beat what he read.
Said, I think about you often in the springtime, when I see flowers growing on a hill, and I dream about the time before you left my world behind. I tried moving on, but I doubt I ever will. I still hang your picture in the hallway. You're still in my heart and memory.
There's a piece of you in Austin here with me.
Wednesday night she's wiping down the tables at that diner she's been working all these years. She sees a poster in the window for a concert downtown. I guess he finally got his break, she says through tears. Thursday night she swears that she ain't going, till some girlfriends call and make her change her mind. Friday night she's all dressed up and headed for the show, knowing that old heartache is all she's gonna find.
Music starts playing, thinks about how long it's been since he loaded up that six string and drove away. Then he steps up to the microphone, says we just got one more song. Hope you're out there tonight, this one's for you, babe. Said I think about you often in the springtime, when I see flowers growing on a hill, and I dream about the time before I left my whole world behind. I've tried moving on, Lord knows I never will. So do you still hang my picture in the hallway? Am I still in your heart and memory? Don't you dare think I've forgotten. There's a piece of me in Austin, never leave.
Oh, oh, oh.
forgotten. Girl, I'm moving back to Austin. Marry me.
That was Piece of Me by Kingsville native Caleb Sam Brown, who was accompanied by his talented wife, Grace. You can learn more about Caleb and his music at CalebSamBrownMusic.com. That's CalebSamBrownMusic.com.
Who says that locally owned grocery stores are no more? That might be accurate for other towns, but not for good old Kingsville. Visit Beto's Community Grocery Store, located at 1102 East Yoakum Avenue, and you'll find a full-service grocery store with an old-fashioned feeling of customer service and care. Open 7 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Sundays. Beto's Community Grocery Store has a fabulous meat market and a great selection of cheeses. Their sandwiches are in high demand. Stop in today at Beto's Community Grocery Store, located at 1102 East Yoakum Avenue in Kingsville.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and if you did, drop me a line through the CrazyConundrums.com website. That's CrazyConundrums.com. And you'll also find us on Facebook as well. Do me a favor and hit the like button, will you? Oh, and coming soon, I'll be dropping a bonus podcast episode that will give you the full story on KINE Radio for those of you interested in Kingsville history. So until next time, I'll see ya.